some evenings provide a little more uphill battles more than others here. And this evening on Friday, the Silvertips facing just that in a 4-1 defeat of the Portland Winterhawks before a crowd of 5,114. Without question, special teams making a large impact. Unfortunately, on the Silvertip side, the wrong end on the scoreboard of this one. Relatively flat evening here, and uncharacteristically as well, 0-7 on the power play. Despite that, killing off three Portland power play chances, nonetheless just in this game, back in the first period, up for grabs, and unfortunately right on through the Silvertips' fingers.
Yeah, that was kind of the theme, was that there were opportunities that presented itself tonight, and for whatever reasons, whether it be a little bit of their own doing, a little bit of just some unfortunate bounces, or a little bit of the Winterhawks doing their job better, tonight was a case of missed opportunities for the Silvertips, and peppered the goal of Keller, really turned the tables on Portland after that first period, took the play to them. It just wasn't there. Just the finishing touch was not there tonight. And, yeah, you chalk it up to sometimes that's going to be the way it goes.
And the Silvertips squandering an early power play, which included an open net bid for E2 Tallulah in the opening minutes. It would be the Winterhawks capitalizing off of that for the game's first goal. Shorthanded, all courtesy, Alex Overhart at 10:44. And Teixeira trying to clear. Bykov crossed up and taken off. Here is Alex Overhart, a sure-handed break, and on net he shoots, he scores. What do you know? 9:16 to go in the opening period. The Tips forcing it. Oh, so close with pressure. But a tie-up right back at the blue line. Catastrophic as Alex Overhart picks up a shorthanded goal, number 9, to give Portland a 1-0 lead. The goal coming unassisted at 10:44, as we mentioned, and unfortunately symbolic of this seeding, the Silvertips whipping it around effectively early on until that cross up, and that opened the floodgates up for Overhart, who took off all by himself.
Right, if you were judging the first power play, you were saying, okay, good job by the Silvertips, controlled the puck, moved it well, created a couple of looks at net, but then in the end, just undone by their own folly there at the blue line, leading to that Overhart opportunity, and Overhart took advantage and was able to beat Hart.
The Tips had their bulk of opportunity come in the opening period. Four power play chances, unfortunately, coming up empty on all four occasions. The Winterhawks made it 2-0, just 1:33 into the second period on this goal by Evan Weinger. Now it's Glass, his lead feed for Weinger with speed to burn. Right past Ian Walker, and all alone is backhander, and he scores. Evan Weinger, a tuck at the blocker side of Carter Hart with 18:27 to play in the second period. That's twice the Winterhawks able to catch the Silvertips a little flat getting back. And Weinger on the season picks up number 14. It's a 2-0 game. Yep. Cody Glass had the only assist on the play, and that turned this game into a dire situation pretty quickly.
Well, it did, but it still came at a point when the Silvertips had some time to operate still. Couldn't be too frustrated with the way they played in that second period. It was just a case of some open ice and some speed that the Winterhawks took advantage of there. But the Silvertips showed that they were ready to bounce back.
Indicative of that, one missed chance a few minutes after. Very next shift, Dominic Zwerger didn't miss. And he made Davis down to the back for Bykov. Davis down to the back for Bykov. Wrist shot save. Rebound, Zwerger. He scores! Dominic Zwerger, 20th goal of the season with 12:59 to go. Second period, a rebound on Cole Keller. And the boys in white and gray are back in this one, trailing 2-1. And Zwerger, the second Silvertip to hit the 20-goal plateau this season. Patrick Bykov as well, the assist along with Kevin Davis.
Yeah, Zwerger was able to find a way to kind of complete what no other Silvertip was able to, and that was to find a puck in front of Keller's net, get to it first, and get it past him. There were times when the Silvertips did a couple of those things, but never all three. Only Zwerger was able to right there.
And from there, the tip still pressing right toward the Portland net. Cole Keller experiencing his busiest period in the second, making 16 saves on 17 shots on goal. And maybe you could sense the tide beginning to turn and the tips forcing more and more right toward the Portland net. However, the Winterhawks still maintaining a 2-1 lead. Still, the tips weren't out of it by any stretch of the imagination, but a bouncer right at the net, and at the right place at the right time, it was Brad Janelle who had a crucial goal right here to make it 3-1. It is a 2-1 game, left side to Shera. Wrist shot, save made by Hart, rebound in front, and they score. A bouncer right back at the glove side post of Carter Hart with 8:48 to go, third period. And Johnny on the spot wearing number 27. That's Brad Janelle with a rebound chance and picking up number 4 in the season. And Portland out back in front by a pair. It's a 3-1 game. Winterhawks reaching a bit deeper for some offensive resources. Jake Grecius and Colton Veloso also picking up the assist on the play.
Yeah, it's funny maybe not funny, but it's interesting when the Silvertips, you know, they probably had, you know, 6 or 7 opportunities similar to that. Puck bouncing around, bodies everywhere in front of the net, and just never once quite fell right for them. In this instance, Portland probably only had 1 or 2 of those sort of situations, and this one they were able to convert.
And then the Winterhawks tucked the game away with an empty net goal with 6.1 seconds left. Ryan Hughes, his 21st on the season from Caleb Jones. That would be all she wrote as Portland picked up their first win in downtown Everett since the 9th of December of 2015. That was last season, and the Silvertips impressive run here in this building coming to an end this evening in a 4-1 defeat to the Portland Winterhawks. Unfortunately, also spoiling what appeared to be a pretty effective debut for Dawson Butt in fourth line duty alongside Branson Hine and Oren Santazzo, but turning many heads with his physical and abrasive presence out there. And with that, the Silvertips also out shooting Portland. The final tally, it's a whopping one, 47-28.
Yeah, it really was. And indicative of, I think, the way the game started to go. You know, sometimes shots on goal doesn't always represent the way the game flowed, but the Silvertips had the, you know, the bulk of the chances tonight, but they just didn't have the bulk of the scoring.
With that, the Silvertips have a rare off night on the power play, recently getting a power play goal in 9 of 11, but this evening coming up empty on 7 opportunities, and Portland going 0 of 3 on the power play as well. So PK side, again, continuing to motor as usual. But the win in net, without question, a Cole Keller game, 46 save. That is the 6th time he has logged 40 saves or more this season. So you're talking about living or dying by the sword. Cole Keller picks up the win. He is now 18-14-2 on the season. Carter Hart, 24 saves in the loss. His record now at 19-5-5-1. As the tips now drop to 37-7-2. And the Winterhawks, as we said earlier, get a crucial 2 points to now move 3 ahead of Tri-City, or beg your pardon, of Spokane for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. And the Winterhawks now 24-21. 1-2, they have 51 points on the campaign. That's your final here on this Friday. Silvertips dropping a 4-1 defeat to Portland, all before a crowd of 5,114 here in downtown Everett. For Justin Morrison, I'm Mike Benton for Silvertips Replay.